Radio Moment. It's 81 years this week since the first female announcer appeared on the BBC. She was Sheila Borrett. BBC historian Kate Murphy told Sheila's story to a successor, Jane Garvey, on Woman's Hour.
She was an actress and she'd come into the BBC to do radio plays and that sort of thing. I think that she must have wanted to be an announcer because it looks like she applied for the job and then underwent one of these very strict tests that they would have done to become an announcer. She was given the job, and you get the impression that the BBC were quite excited about having a woman announcer, and it was really bigged up in the press, and there was huge excitement about her coming in. The Radio Times, ahead of her first broadcast, they said here, "We foresee panic among the horsehair armchairs, retired colonels muttering darkly over their muffins."
Her tenure lasted but 3 months in the light of some 10,000 complaints, mostly not from grumpy majors, but from women. Sure. 23 years ago this week, the successful bidder was announced for the only national commercial FM radio license. The winner of the highest bid process was Showtime Radio, provided it could get the funds together. It didn't, and so by default, Classic FM was created. One national launch which proceeded unimpeded came from the BBC this week, 12 years ago.
And what a way to launch dub plate pressure. That's so hot off the press, it's still smoking.
It's blinging, blood.
There's fire coming off the vinyl. Extra Dangerous, Rodney P. Skits featuring Roots Maneuver, Beverly Knights and Gemma Fox, baby.
That was our very first special dub plate for One Extra. We've got more coming up from Dunlop 56.
When we initially got the go-ahead, it was a relief as well as a joy, because although there's part of you which always feels if you're going to get it, there's also a bit which says they could say no. Being the BBC, you sometimes do think that people are just going to do that to make a point. They're going to say no. But I think we definitely had a strong case.
Programme editor William Wilberforce reflecting on the arrival of One Extra this week in 2002. 17 years ago this week, we lost one of the greatest voiceovers of all time.
We thought that by not saying... we would be ringing the changes and adding a bit of variety.
Bill Mitchell, who died this week in 97.
When I was about 12 years old and my voice was changing, I got the mumps. I actually used to be a cholera chura, and I was silent for approximately 3 weeks. That's how I took up drinking, really, because
I used to talk like... I can't do it anymore.
It's injurious. And my voice changed at the same time I got the mumps. So I was silent for about 3 weeks, and then suddenly I opened my mouth, and this came out.
Bill Mitchell, who died this week in 97. Talking of voiceovers, an unlikely one died this week in 1980, Norman Shelley. He was heard on Children's Hour, and he played the bumbling Colonel Danby in The Archers. But less famously, and maybe more significantly, he was said to be the actor who delivered Churchill's speeches when the nation thought Winston had been at the mic.
We shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary for years, if necessary alone.
Winston Churchill, or was it Norman Shelley? Imagine what the Daily Mail would have made of that now. There are some moments in radio when your job means you announce history, and in some ways you feel part of it. If you were on duty this week, 37 years ago, you'd have been announcing this.
Independent Radio News at 11, this is Tricia Ingrams. Elvis Presley is dead. He collapsed at his home in Memphis, Tennessee this evening and was dead on arrival at the city's Baptist Hospital. Hospital officials say the cause of death was respiratory failure.
Radio Luxembourg. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Prince. 15 minutes ago, I walked into the studio here in Luxembourg, and Mark Wesley imported the news on me that the Daily Mirror had confirmed to him that Elvis Presley has died in the United States of America. Well, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, that this radio station was the first radio station in Europe to ever feature the man and his music. Maybe you also know that I am probably one of his biggest fans in the world. I met him twice. I've interviewed him twice. I've introduced him on stage in Las Vegas at the Hilton Hotel. And I've just had a little cry downstairs because it's like losing a father to me, a son. It's really deep down inside, and I know many of you will be feeling the same way.
The announcement of the death of Elvis on IRN and also on Radio Luxembourg this week in 77. Radio Caroline was probably the most fondly remembered of the 60s pirates, so when her last ship floundered in bad 1980 weather, some thought she'd never return. She did, this week, in 83.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades. We're going to start with the Zombies and She's Not There, and follow that with the Yardbirds with...
The return of Caroline from the Ross Revenge with its 92-metre mast looming into the sky from the waves, and a calm Tom Anderson there on duty with his almost smooth radio presentation style. He was said to be John Peel's inspiration. He was the second ever chart presenter in 1956, and he died this week in 95.
Let us just point out here that we over here have produced our own indigenous rock and roll with instinctive humour. Indeed, may we bring you, and to your attention, if you've not already heard it, this record by Gail Warning and the Weathermen of Met Rock.
Alan Dell, who appeared on Luxie, the Light Programme, and Radio 2 as well. So with Simon Bates quitting Classic FM 4 years ago to join Smooth, James Whale joining LBC 6 years ago, UKRD forming 24 years ago, and happy 71st birthday to John Humphreys.
You have become a bit of a figure of fun.
Well, you came a bit of a figure of fun not long ago when you made that speech and somebody leaked it, John. You know the fierce
I'm
storm...
I'm not the Deputy Prime Minister.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.